The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, one of the happiest stories. It's over. It's all over. What was the guy that said, we're doomed?
That was from Twister, I think, wasn't it?
The same guy, but I mean, it was like in Aliens or something. But what a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What a story. Natural news. One third to die by plague or famine. One third will fall by the sword. One third to be scattered to every wind. And, of course, the biblical references are just oozing out of the Health Rangers article that was published earlier today at Natural News. And maybe that's, are we being condemned for having Liam Sheff on last hour talking about some things that may be challenging to people's belief systems?
Right.
Is that what's happening here?
It's an interesting transition, isn't it? From talking about religion and atheism and challenging Christianity to this article that Mike put together, which quotes, the article quotes the book of Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
In these prophecies of things that, how the world is going to end and how man basically is going to be, I believe, mm-hmm. Listen, I grew up in a Christian type upbringing,
yeah.
That, these are things that are prophesied as to the fall of man and basically almost a punishment for a man's, falling away from the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to deal with things like plagues and war and earthquakes and volcanoes and the ice capades and stuff.
But at the time of the so-called the word of God was being made manifest, there were no 501c3 churches, synagogues, or mosques in the same sense, where the government sanctioned them and there were tax benefits for being a part or donating to. I mean, it was a whole other level of cultural or tribal reality, I guess. And now it's made manifest in a more complicated or complex world with more complicated and complex chemistry that
right.
didn't exist at that time. So we talk about things like pestilence and plague and famine. These are things that are not new to humanity or the planet, but I think we've perhaps upped the ante with technology of, if we talk about the concept of the Word of God, whatever way you believe that to be, like I've argued on this show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, that if, the rabbis had written the kosher laws today, they would definitely not include pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and GMOs as being kosher. But those were not in existence at that time, so they haven't really updated the kashrut, if you will, the laws designating, what is a healthy food, what is not. It was about, biblical or dietary shifts or guidelines for that time frame. And, another thing I believe that religions could do very well, if we talk about official churches, synagogues, mosques, is to preach to their, not choir, but, the parish, everybody that goes, about taking care of their body in a much more pure fashion than they have. Now, does that have to happen within a religious context? No, it doesn't. Of course, we are somewhat non-denominational, as I've said for the years doing what I do. When I was called to serve, if I got the tap on the shoulder from God, Robert, I want you to go out and heal, help people to get well. Well, I was so sick, I had to learn how to do it for myself first before I could really help anybody else. Right. And then I will get the question from some people, Super Don, and you probably are not surprised by this. Some folks will ask me, well, what religion are you? What do you believe in? You know, and it's like, well, what does that mean to me helping you? If I don't have the same identical belief as you, would you reject the healing? Would you reject the common sense to eat cleaner food? And I don't have a lot of tolerance for that. Now, I believe that your beliefs are important to you, and I'm not here to destroy them. That's not what I've come to do. And I don't know that even Liam, and I can't speak for him, but he's a good buddy, that he's out there, well, here, I'm doing this on purpose to tick off anybody in an official religion. I don't think that's his prayer. He just digs and digs, and then he says, this is what I'm reporting on. That's what a good reporter or journalist
does. He is a critical thinker.
Right.
And, you know, I respect people like that, even when I don't agree with them. Because, you know, quite often, it's easy for people to get stuck in a mind think, you know, as to what it is that they believe and what it is that they've been taught and what they just accept as, for better, you know, for lack of better terms, gospel.
Yeah.
And when somebody comes along and makes you think, you know, it does. It causes you to maybe kind of evolve a little bit in your thinking and open other doors and move you into other paths of discovering new things about yourself and about the world that you live in. So I really respect somebody like Liam who is willing to go out there, go out on a limb a little bit, maybe offend a few people, because I think there are other people that are being helped by that. You know, aside from the people that are just kind of have the blinders on and are unwilling to look at anything else other than what they believe.
Well, okay, question, is love only love if it comes in, you know, a particular type of wrapper and box, right? Labeled for, you know, for this religion or that. If it's love, but it's not in your church, is not love. You know, a sacrifice for someone, for some help, to help someone who's hurting or ailing, you know, charity. Is it only charity if it's coming through? You know, these are the questions that I think are worthy of being asked and considered. However, as we discuss this, if someone comes along and says, historically, your belief doesn't hold water, I'm like, you know, I don't do that for the purpose of intent of destroying anybody's belief about anything. It's literally just to be able to have a discussion as adults to talk about this stuff, and then it'll either strengthen your belief or it might cause you to question it. But that's what life is. Life is going to pose these challenges all the time unless you, you know, crawl up into a hut or a cave somewhere and are left alone, and then the animals will come and challenge your beliefs about the spiritual world as well.
Well, I think the problem that you run into is that man, just by his own human nature, has a desire or almost a need in some people's cases to try and prove their beliefs to be correct versus people who don't particularly subscribe to their belief system. And it's just, you know, it's almost like a debate.
That's an ego thing.
I have to be right. You have to be wrong. Right. Here's the reason why. When you're talking about religion, you can't prove religion. You just cannot prove it. It's based on faith. What is faith? Believing in something that you cannot see or touch, or something that's not tangible. You can't prove that. There's no way that it can be proved.
It is tangible the way people feel when they practice their faith. See, that's the difference. That's the reality. But it's like telling somebody what happens after you die. If someone has died and come back, and they come back with an experience that is so real, in fact, they describe it as more real than the very reality we would perceive we are experiencing right now in our bodies. And I've had an experience like that in my childhood that colored, you know, my world view. Now, am I here to go into Harvard or some higher academic institution and say I have proof because this is what happened to me? No, that's never going to fly to the proof at the level that they're describing it in terms of a mental construct and peer-reviewed publication. But then what was the guy that wrote about proof of life or proof of afterlife, whatever it was we've discussed about this, that there are more people coming to that awareness and they don't need or require the stamps of approval. And that's very scary to religionists of all stripes and colors and backgrounds. Right. And it's true of the vaccine religionists who said, just like you said, Super Don, that you have to believe what we believe. Remember, our beliefs are better than yours about this needle that we inject your children protecting you from disease. And, you know, we'll say, no, we don't believe that to be the case. We might even have some scientific evidence to support it, but they're not going to hear that. And they're arguing that their belief is superior to yours, where we would believe, hey, there's a natural immune system. We want to support that. We're not so afraid of the infectious agent. We'll use common sense. We'll use hygienic practices, etc. You know, again, that's the basis for some of the kosher laws as well, the laws of the Bible of cleanliness, so to speak. But here we have this article, and I think it's interesting that Mike Adams was talking about this in a biblical precedent or precedent way, because here we have outbreaks of Ebola and the plague we were going to talk about in China. But, right. You know, none of this, whether you talk about it in terms of a biblical viewpoint, changes the fact that there's something that is called the law of the terrain that really explains health or disease. That if we see these so-called epidemics or pandemics, even the 1918 Spanish influenza, which we've shown to be the result of the corruption of the terrain, whether you put that in biblical terms or biological terms, doesn't matter to me, that it altered the terrain in such a way that it gave rise to disease. And when the doctors who were the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism became involved, they used substances like mercury on the pox, or, as we learned later, Bayer aspirin that suppressed the immune system because they wanted to reduce the fever, and that may have actually precipitated the massive death that occurred from an outbreak that could have been cured or cleared as it was via naturopaths and homeopaths, relatively simply with a few remedies, some rest, hydration, detoxification, and promotion of the integrity of the immune system. And so as we look at the Ebola outbreaks, if we look at the plague and other horrible, scary things, none of that overrides the reality that you don't get sick as a group. That what you do matters, that if you want to defend yourself against strange things like MERS or Ebola, that you're going to do the things we talk about here is nourish the system, mineralize the body, detoxify, pay your garbage man well, respect your colon and your rectum because it is that pathway of excretion that
will keep you... Respect the rectum.
Yes, that will keep you healthy and protect you from the coming diseases, plagues, etc., whether you describe them in biblical terms or not. In China, the abject pollution, the coverage of the skies with the pollution, the sun can't get through, you've got vitamin D deficiencies, you are intoxicating yourself. The plague is one of the least of the big problems that are going to inevitably manifest in such a situation. So, the plagues of biblical proportion, however real they may be, you can protect yourself by doing the right thing. What is the right thing? It's certainly not doing what the FDA says to do, or even the CDC. They destroy your immune system. Here we are trying to prop it up and support it and defend it. If you have a question or comment, call us now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Maybe you need a therapy animal to get you through it. We'll talk about some therapy animals after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs a question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey, talking about beliefs, you know, we were talking obviously about beliefs, religion stuff today with Liam Schaff, continuing the discussion of biblical plagues, beliefs, animals. There's obviously there's been controversy over the years about animals. Are they soul or do they have a soul, right? And you know, this gets to the heart of can you just experiment on them and things. But I think humans are quite a cruel species, the things we visited upon each other, much less animals and children. In the name of medicine, for instance. But the animals are, in my opinion, soul as well. And one of my favorite books and series of books on the subject is Angel Animals by Linda and Alan Anderson. If you haven't read, I mean, if you love animals, you just embrace it. But the stories are quite profound. Kind of reminds me of like what Ann Archer Butcher wrote about in Inner Guidance, because she's had some experiences with animals that have saved her. Pretty
indeed she has. Yeah. Indeed she has, all the way up to the size of an elephant.
Right, right. And the angel animals carry stories like that throughout those books. Angel horses, angel cats, angel dogs. And now we've got controversies about, what do they call these, therapy animals?
And yeah, well, in particular, what got this story started was this Iraqi war veteran who hurt his back during the Iraq war, and he has pet ducks. And yeah, and apparently, I guess, you know, he uses these ducks. They're good therapy just having around. He says they're very relaxing, and he got cited locally. He got a citation. He had to go to court over whether he can keep his ducks because they are therapy ducks, and it's an ongoing thing.
In other words,
it's
like a local municipality said no one can have ducks or any birds at all?
Yeah, he's facing a $150 fine for having the ducks.
Yeah. So it used to be just therapy dogs? And now I think they've expanded it that you can have bunnies and pigs and even llamas. Llamas?
It was llamas? Very, very interesting. The list of animals that are considered therapy, I mean, the list goes like this. Dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, guinea pigs, rats, miniature pigs, llamas, horses, donkeys, mini horses, and alpacas.
And alpacas?
A therapy alpaca. And it's funny because I was sitting there this morning. I was going, you know, do you even know what an alpaca sounds like? And
no,
I looked it up.
I looked it up.
Now tell me if this sounds therapeutic to you.
Oh, sounds like you stepped on it. No, I mean, if I have an alpaca helping me, and nothing against alpacas, but that sound, I'm going to need therapy from that sound. Alpaca sound. Listen to this. Wow. It sounds like it's in pain.
Actually,
be nice to
actually,
the alpaca.
Just to be fair. Alpacas actually do make other noises than that. They actually sound kind of cute. They kind of make a kind of a squeaky, you know, baby sound. Baby alpaca is actually really cute. But that particular sound was an alpaca that was yelling at some horses, almost kind of like a warning sound. But even then, holy cow, that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, according to Pet Partners, if you've been, you know, have them, they're at least a year old, you've been with them for 6 months, and they're officially therapy pet, but they register birds, but it didn't register ducks, and pet panthers are not included evidently. So panthers are not
panthers, pythons, Komodo dragon. This is my therapy Komodo dragon.
I'm thinking any animal that could eat you, or any living being within your facility. I guess technically a dog could do that, but you know what I'm saying. That doesn't count. But yeah, pet ducks. Therapy ducks. It's cute. This guy's got a duck. It encourages him to go out. Listen, you know, animals are in many ways not encumbered by the ego that humans are. And we talk about ego-driven. To be right, you must be wrong. Join my religion or else. And I think there was a celebrity recently that came out. I can't remember. It was an article I saw yesterday, Superdome. Maybe we'll have to find that, who actually was just shocked about, I guess, the Catholic Church and its blind eye toward the abuse within that church. And I'm not just picking on that, because we've seen it within government as well, the child theft rings and the things that occur within all of these institutions. So it must be, unfortunately, in the mind of man to really corrupt you know, everything about creation
everything.
In this way. Now, the positive
anything
thing,
and everything.
The positive thing about religion to me is if you can live your religious beliefs, as long as you harm no one else, you're probably going to live a better life, you know, if you're going to be charitable and loving. That's a great example, and I'll embrace that. But if your religious beliefs cause you to condemn and just murder, that's another story. You know, we call the history of man rife with religious warfare. But, of course, we now see that in government warfare and medical warfare and things like that. So, animals, watch animals. It doesn't mean that in the wild it's not a pretty wild thing to watch as well. Eat or be eaten? I don't know if that's where I want to go with that. All right, we've got some big pharma stories in cannabis and a question of the day coming up after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a question of the day, Super Don converts those little segments into mini YouTubes to make it easier to access. We'll post them up on the social networks as well. Sometimes we get to embed them in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for being here 6 days a week, or even one, at naturalnewsradio.com. Archives are there as well as with GCN, GCNlive.com, our syndicator. And 6 days a week, we were going to tell you about a major announcement and shift of day part for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by in the next segment. We will let you be the first to know what we're going to be doing in shifting time frames. So stick around for that. Also, we've got some cannabis conflicts of interest from who's opposing it, what groups are opposing it. Stand by for that. And now we go into the question of the day. The question of the day. This is from WTM, initials WTM, comes through Robert Scott Bell's website. That's right. I am on dialysis due to extended periods of high blood pressure. In addition to all the other drugs, Lipitor is pushed at me. Is there another way to lower bad cholesterol? Also, on Jerry Doyle's show, you mentioned a book about your early experience with alternative medicines that help you. Please give me the title so I can go to Amazon and purchase. Regards, WTM. All right, so let's the book, I think I was talking about my book. Super Don, do you remember what I was talking to? Was I mentioning another book? I think I was mentioning Unlock the Power to Heal, if I remember correctly. Last Jerry Doyle show. Okay, well, we'll confirm that on that. But, yeah, that was the main thing. Of course, I've talked about Dr. Batar's book is a great tool for recovery and learning and healing. That's the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Other great books that I recommend, including Dr. Frank King, The Healing Revolution. Our good friend, she's written a book as well, Roseanne Lindsay, The Nature of Healing. And that's a great, you know, there are great, great books to help you plug in. But if you're dealing with something as critical as, for instance, being on dialysis, I hope and pray that you are not already so corrupted that your kidneys are just kaput. Like Dr. Batar has said, what is it about the medical establishment that identifies your kidneys at 10% function and just says, well, let's just knock them out and do dialysis and go to 0% versus how do we regain the other 90% if it's at all possible? And they don't believe it is. But there are ways to do it. And one of the things I'm going to encourage you to do, if you're worried about kidney function, there are actually botanicals and supplements that can help regenerate kidney function. And this is something that you can do via supplementation, very simply. And my friend Stephen Hewer, I'll eventually get to interview him on this, but if you call up oneworldway.com is the website from Synergistic Nutrition, but he's at 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Just tell them you heard from Robert that there was some support. Let's talk about kidney support or kidney regeneration formulas that they have, along with homeopathics that you can get from King Bio that will help to restore the function of the kidneys. Now, if it's a blood pressure issue, as he described, high blood pressure for extended periods of time, we know there are chronic dehydration issues, pretty typical. And I would encourage you to look to go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook from Paul Bertero and get the Echo 7 unit. That'll transform your ability to hydrate more fully. Look into, of course, mineral supplementation, magnesium being a big one. As far as the so-called bad cholesterol, I don't believe in high, let me just say this, I don't believe in good and bad cholesterol. You know, talk about beliefs. We're looking at normalizing whatever it is for you. That means liver function. Heal the liver. And whatever your healthy cholesterol levels are going to be, they're going to be. Of course, eating essential fats, these things are critical as well. But one of the things that you can do simple, we talked about it earlier today, is the use of the glucose tolerance factor chromium, the food-grown, whole food chromium. If you took 100 micrograms 3 times a day, what you will find is that you will elevate your high-density lipoproteins, HDL. And my mother is a prime example of this. She's 80 now. She's on zero drugs. And a few years back, her doctor that she didn't have went to and did a blood test. Oh, my gosh, your cholesterol is off. It's your HDL is low. Your LDL is high. And I said, Mom, are you doing your GTF chromium, like I said? No, I'm doing maybe one every once in a while. I said, no, Mom, go back on 100 micrograms 3 times a day. And she did that. She went back, I don't know, maybe in a month and got another test. And just as predicted, her HDL shot up high, and that ratio came back in line with what the doctors go, okay, you're okay, I won't harass you anymore with cholesterol-lowering medications. And not to mean that your doctor won't harass you, because many of them just do it no matter what, but the reality is you can elevate the good guys, if you want to call them that, the HDL, through the 100 micrograms 3 times a day. Get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Very simple. And as far as other things, if you have suggestions for WTM, you can post them to the social networks up there, and we'll get this as well plugged out as a YouTube at RSBell Media Channel on YouTube, so you can share some of this insight with your friends out there that may be suffering similarly with blood pressure and other issues. But unlockthepowertoheal.com, you can get that at Barnes & Noble online or Amazon and other retailers. So thanks for that. Is Super Don back? I have no idea. He's been dropping on and off because of the electrical impulses going out through there. Maybe it was the alpaca that took them off the air. Yeah. They scared them away. Sorry about that, Super Don. We'll see what we can do to get them back on soon. Or it could have been getting zapped by the Pavlok bracelet. Now, I knew we shouldn't have played that audio clip. So anyway, here, there's an international cannabis conference, and there's a lot of arguments about whether to reform the laws, whether not to. And you got to ask the question, where are those in opposition to this coming from? Now, some are still deluded enough to believe that cannabis is of the devil, right? God created, if you believe, and yes, I speak in terms of God. I don't have a problem with that. If you're offended by that, you are an ignorant atheist, perhaps. You know, I'm not here to convert you. I'm just sharing my perspectives and my beliefs with you, not to convert you to anything, just to share and bring the power to heal back to you. Now, my perception is that plant, as all plants, were created by that which created us all. And this plant known as cannabis, just like anything, can be abused, but it isn't the fault of the plant. It's the fault of the human, if that were to be the case. Now, the cannabis reform opponents, do you wonder who they might be? Well, it turns out, if you listen to this show, you're probably spot on and correct. It's coming from Big Pharma. The pharmaceutical companies are largely interested in limiting the reform to make cannabis more accessible within the states here in the United States. But why? Why would they want to prohibit you from accessing cannabis? Could it be, just as we included in Unlock the Power to Heal, the whole chapter on cannabis, that the uses of cannabis might conflict with the economic interest of selling you patented pharmaceutical drugs like oxycodone? They claim that they can reduce your pain, but they can also kill your liver simultaneously while addicting you on the way to destroying your liver. Interesting to note that cannabis, utilized in many different ways, can reduce pain by supporting the intelligence within the endocannabinoid system that is even prior to the so-called opiate receptor sites in reducing that pain. And it does so without addicting you, without damaging your liver. In fact, evidence to the contrary, that there are many receptors for the cannabinoids within the liver, the endocannabinoid system. So we actually enhance liver function by embracing this plant in the many ways that can be used. And Super Don is back after he got zapped by an alpaca wearing a Ziploc bracelet of some kind. Or
I have no idea what's happening in the studio today. Everything's just gone haywire.
Super Don is not so super today.
I'm sorry, but yeah, listen. I hear you're talking about the the cannabis story,
mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, over time, over the years, what are the two organizations that you constantly hear about and you see on the television that are always doing the just say no, drugs mm-hmm. are bad for you? You've got two of them. You've got the Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America, which is mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
And then you've got that one that everybody's heard about, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, right? I mean, everybody's heard of that one.
Right.
Well, and I'm let me know if I'm being redundant here, but mm-hmm. it turns out that these two organizations, they hold these big events in Washington, D.C., and it turns out that the major sponsors of mm-hmm. these events and these organizations are the one company that manufactures OxyContin, mm-hmm. and the other company is the one that manufactures Vicodin. So you've got the two most addictive, most highly prescribed painkillers in the country. Those two companies are the ones that are behind the organizations that are against the legalization of marijuana. Ding, ding, mm-hmm. ding. Yes. Connect the dots. I mean, yeah. You don't even have to. There it is.
Well, and it's exactly right. We've got economic conflicts of interest here. And as I said, there are people that still have a warped sense of morality, in my opinion, right? I could be wrong. Call me up if you disagree. That's okay. 866-939-2355. That this plant is somehow the demon weed we've been, programmed to believe that it is. When with every turn of the leaf, you find even more powerful benefits, not detriments. And, the main detriment, if you can say there is one, that it could make you not motivated. And I'm thinking that if our legislators, all of them, including the president, were smoking more of that weed, we'd be in a lot less trouble because you'd be less motivated to be a busybody and involve yourself in the lives of Americans or the lives of people overseas who don't want nor need you to meddle in their business or affairs.
funny coincidence. There's two stories that are floating around on the internet right now. Both Snoop Dogg and Bob Beckel. You know, Bob Beckel is the guy that the people over at Fox News always beat up on when they need somebody who's the liberal guy. They always have Bob Beckel there. Both of those guys have made comments about getting high in the White House.
Right. That's right. Snoop Dogg's going there. The thing
That's
is, if Obama was really getting high in the White House, wouldn't he be backing off on intervention all over the place, domestically and internationally? Or maybe he's just doing it to escape his problems for wanting to be a puppet that he became in the White House for Monsanto and also the military-industrial complex. As I said, we acknowledge here that the Democrat-Republican Hegelian dialectic is being played all over you. And we're not going to buy into it. But we are going to get into presidential politics in a moment. That's right. I know. It's going to be too early, you're going to say. But no, you're going to find this rather interesting. Because I think the people have figured this thing out. Perhaps this could be the election cycle that the American electorate finally gets it and does the right thing and goes ahead and puts the guy in office that will acknowledge the truth about where we are as a country. So stick around for that. Anything else? I don't know what we'll squeeze in, but we're here for you. 6 days a week, naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator GCN and UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103 Down Under. And, of course, right here at robertscottbell.com. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's still you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, we talked religion today. What's left? Who else can we offend? How about politicians and politics? Can we talk politics, Super Don? Is it too early?
Too early, no.
Yeah.
Normally, we'd already gotten it out of the way, but we can always talk politics.
Political healing. We like to say political healing. And, you know, there's so much discord as I talk about the left and the right, and we're being pitted against one another, whether it's a religious thing, it's a political thing. Suzanne Summers came out in, I think, the Washington Times and wrote an op-ed about, you know, why the concept, why can't we just all get along, right? Going back to, you know, is that a Jim Kirk thing? Does James T. Kirk say that? Why can't we just get along?
Can't we all just get along? No, that was from the, what was the big racial riot thing that took place down in, what was that guy's name? Can't we all just get along?
You know, that's a common thing that I'd like to see us more.
I will look it up real quick.
Nothing to see here. So the question about presidential candidates, you know, obviously they're in the mass media. They really want to figure this thing out already. Who's in the lead? Is it going to be Rand Paul? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Is Mike Huckabee going to throw his hat in the ring? Well, on Tuesday, 538 released the results of a poll. And it's very interesting, this poll, who they've chosen at this point as the leading candidate. I don't think it's by a little. It seems to be by a lot. Well, let's just say one of these guys was really an unusual pick to be ahead of all the candidates for 2016, at least all the human candidates. Do you guys want to hear from this candidate? Because we might be hearing a lot from him in the next election cycle.
Yeah, who could it be that's polling higher than all of the existing 2016 potential candidates?
You underestimate the power of the dark side. If you will not fight, then you will meet your destiny.
Dude, I didn't... Dick Cheney's not running.
Dick Cheney, I didn't realize he was... Wait a minute. I don't think that was Dick Cheney.
No, that was actually Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, yes.
Yeah. He's outpolling all the current crop of presidential candidates. But as I said, truth in labeling, truth in the presidency is go ahead. We have an imperial presidency already. Let's just come out of the imperialistic closet and declare it as such. The presidents have been ruling by executive order for a lot of years now, whether it was Bill Clinton, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, or whether it was GWB after 9/11, changing from the humble foreign policy and non-intervention to let's invade every planet, people, every country on the planet, because we got to have our oil for the 21st century to support the PNAC. And now we have Darth Vader polling higher than all the potential 2016 candidates. Now, Luke Skywalker, to be fair, actually got more than Darth Vader. Han Solo was next, and then...
vote for me.
Your favorite.
Yoda, of course.
Yeah.
The first of the real people in this survey, and I guess if this is an indication of the people that love Star Wars, I'm embarrassed, because I enjoyed the first three movies, not the sequels that were the prequels as much. But Hillary Clinton's leading the way, then Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul,
Marco.
Yeah,
but did you notice Hillary Clinton is actually tying with Boba Fett?
Yeah, I guess that's not so good for Hillary. Boba Fett and Darth Vader beat her out. That's good. Yeah. Okay. And who's tied with Emperor Palpatine?
You know, I don't know what's worse, being beat out by Darth Vader or Emperor Palpatine, but Paul Ryan and Rick Perry got beat out by Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine's more popular.
Palpatine was a real politician, wasn't he, in that thing?
Yes, he was.
So he was a slime bucket, and yet Paul Ryan didn't even beat him. Going down the list. Now, these are the positives. Then it gets into the negative ratings. And it's interesting here because one of our most beloved characters is not Jar Jar Binks in the Star Wars world. But if you poll lower than Jar Jar Binks, I don't know. You might as well retire. I mean, there's just not a lot of hope for you anymore. And guess who got beaten by Jar Jar Binks?
We've got a great trifecta there, right?
Yeah. House Majority Leader, he's Speaker of the House, I think, John Boehner. Jar Jar Binks got a better rating than John Boehner. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, and, of course, the entire Congress as a whole.
The entire Congress made the bottom of the list. Not,
in
not,
fact,
that's
if, there were if there were black holes, the entire Congress would be in one. It's so negative. If there were, but we don't say that there are black holes.
What does it say about our society that if you combine members of Congress and politicians with Star Wars candidates, that the top five on that list that are going to be voted for are all from Star Wars movies?
Yeah, interesting. Well, here it is, the announcement we've been waiting to make. Mark your calendars as of August 4th. That's the first Monday in August. The Robert Scott Bell Show is moving to a different time slot. We are going to be live from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We'll still be 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern on Sundays. But that means 4 to 6 drive time for you West Coasties. You can listen live.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to download it at will through all of our wonderful podcast sites. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.